The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
Pretty excited about having you here, Roberto. So you are the Roberto Stellino. You're very humble, and I've never heard you say anything braggadocious about yourself, but I'm going to brag on you for a little bit because you and I have been friends for a long time. For our listeners, this is Roberto Stellino. He is the original owner, creator, and founder of Tiramisu.
Yes.
In Quincy, Illinois.
Correct.
And you essentially kind of have an announcement to make, and not I'm gonna kind of make it for you, and then you can expand on it. But Roberto, you know, you live here in town. You live downtown Quincy. And I know I've been to your place a couple times. I know it very well. And I was over there in your unit, last week? And we talked about maybe you saying kind of a goodbye to Quincy, and that's what this is.
Yes, it is.
And this is a goodbye. And try not to get too teary-eyed about it, but it could happen. Who knows? But I remember when I first met you, I don't know, I guess it was in, when did you open Tiramisu?
I opened in 96. It was in April of 96. I came over here with my wife and my kids, my twins, and we opened in May of 96.
May of 96.
7 years and a half ago, yes.
27 years ago.
Yes.
And so for those of you, so everybody knows what tiramisu is in Quincy, okay? It's not just an awesome Italian dessert, okay? You created something in Quincy that is a very big deal, okay? You created kind of a lifestyle for people in Quincy. So Quincy, I talk about Quincy being kind of an island, and it's one of the biggest small towns I've ever seen, okay? And Quincy has so many things. I mean, it's when you go up and down Broadway, it's got so many different nice commercial places. But Tiramisu has been a serious mainstay. And by the way, for everyone listening, Tiramisu is not closing.
No, it's not, no.
And Tiramisu is in a new location. And under new ownership, and the guy who is going to start running Tiramisu,
it's been running with me for 7 years and a half. Ilya and his wife Susanna, they're very much involved. They know what's going on, so I leave the place in good hands.
And Ilya is a stud, and super friendly, and he's a very good operator. And you have always been not only the founder and owner, but you were also probably the lead host. You went around the tables, a lot of table touching, making sure that everyone's happy. The food is probably, I'm not taking anything away from any of the other restaurants in Quincy. I'm just saying that the level of consistency and quality of the restaurant that you created is unbelievable. It's extremely high level. And it still is. And even after you leave, do you have a roundabout time frame? How much longer do you have in Quincy?
Not long. I'm going to be leaving September 28th. I'm going to be part of Tiramisu till September 2nd, unless my daughter that is pregnant is going to have the baby sooner, then I might be gone to see her. But I'm going to be over here for another couple of weeks for sure.
Before you leave, so you have a place in mind where you're going to go. Are you going to move somewhere cold or somewhere warm?
No, I'm going to move in a place which is very hot right now in Florida, South Florida. And you know, my wife is there. Now she loves it. It sounds crazy, but you know, she hates the cold weather, you know. And I want to start saying that, you know, this town has been very, very good to us. We love the people over here. It's been a privilege for me to be a part of Quincy for 27 years and a half. You know, people are wonderful, quality of living is outstanding. So we love Quincy. I do love Quincy, you know. In my heart is here. This is my second home, you know. I spend in Italy, I was there for 23 years, and I'm here for 27 and a half years, so I spend more time here than in Italy.
Where in Italy are you from originally?
I'm from Rome.
And when did you move to the U.S.?
Well, I started my, let's say, career in the restaurant business in 1976. I was a busboy in the summertime, and then in 1979, I took a train to Munich. I washed dishes for a while over there. You gotta start, you know, you don't speak the language, and I had a great time over there. Then in 1981, I took a plane to London. I was a dishwasher over there too. I used to run a coffee shop as well, making a cappuccino, espresso. Then in 82, I got a job in a cruise line, and I came in this country in 1982. I was in Fort Lauderdale. That's why we're going back to Fort Lauderdale, because we have a lot of friends over there. And short after that, I went back to Rome, and I said, you know what, you know, my heart is in America. I love USA. It's a beautiful country. I met a lot of people, and I came back here in 1983. And I was in Fort Lauderdale. I was a server over there. Then actually before I was in California, in San Francisco and LA. Then I moved to Fort Lauderdale. Then in 85, I moved to Chicago.
In 85?
In 85, I was there. In 87, I met my wife, Terry, on a blind date, and they were still together. She put up with me for a long time with very difficult hours, you know, working 12 hours a day, all the weekends, all the holidays, missing all the weddings. She wasn't happy with me for a long time, but we're still together, and now finally, for sure now, we're going to spend time together, and we can make those trips that I wasn't able to make it.
Yeah, so you showed me, I think last week, you showed me a picture of a long time ago when you and Terry and who else was in the picture that you showed me?
Chuck Schultz and Jim Antesti. Yeah, I forgot. I was in Arizona. Opened a restaurant in 1993 to 1996. And after we have the twins, Terry has the desire to come back to Quincy because she has a sister over here, Tyann.
You went from Chicago to Arizona?
Yes, I forgot Arizona was in between.
And for 3 years?
For 3 years. I opened a restaurant over there in Scottsdale. And like I said, we had twins over there. I have a family, you know, my family is in Italy, our family is in Quincy. We decided to move to Quincy, and there was a building available, and my brother, you know, my sister, actually Tyann told me, my sister-in-law, I'm sorry, told me that I should call Mr. Jim Antesti. Never met the guy, so I called him up, and I asked him if he thought it was a good idea to open an Italian restaurant, and he said yes. So I listened to him, he talked to me about Quincy, everything was, sounds good. So I took a flight, I went to Quincy, I looked at the location, and 2 months later I was here in Quincy. And Jim, I love the guy, he was so nice that he set up with Jim Antesti and Chuck Schultz, at the time he was a mayor. He called the TV station, the radio station, and everybody was there in front of the restaurant. And once he opened the door, we were busy since day one. So I really had to thank Jim for that.
And Jim is a really good guy. He's really responsible for making a lot of things happen in Quincy, yes. A lot of things. So when you came to Quincy, what were those early days in Quincy like when the restaurant opened? Were you, how many hours a week?
When we came over here, and my wife, she's the artist of the family, so she painted the whole place. She was working 12 hours a day to make the place ready, and she did a fantastic job. The place was beautiful. I was on the phone trying to get the ingredients, because Quincy never had an Italian restaurant, so I struggled a little bit, make a lot of phone calls, and I was busy getting the license, the liquor license. The old department came, everything was fine, but it was a challenge. But we opened in 30 days. And luckily, when I was in Chicago, I was working with some people over there in a restaurant called In Trattoria Roma, and the chef at the time.
In Chicago?
In Chicago.
Is that on Wells?
Yes, yes.
In Old Town.
Trattoria Roma, right, on right. North and Wells. And the chef, I called the chef and asked him, hey Armando, do you know anybody who wants to come to Quincy? Because I need a couple of cooks. And he said, you know what, I'm coming. And he brought his brother-in-law, yeah, Luis. And Armando is still with me after 27 years and a half. The guy is a great chef, unbelievable, you know, hardworking guy. And I love him. He's the best things we have at the restaurant. Of course, you know, Lupe, his brother, he came also, and then a few years later, maybe a year or two later, we got Billy and Steve, and they're still working for us. So I'm very blessed. We own them a lot. You know, without those employees, they work hard and they show up every day. You know, you there is nothing you can do. You know, you have issues, you have problems, you have inconsistency, and the reason why 3 Mrs. has been busy because it's very consistent. People see the same face all the time, and I love it. So I'm very thankful to those guys.
Yeah. So all of those names that you just mentioned, they have been there since the very beginning.
Yes, Charmando has been there since day one. Loop and Billy and Steve came a little bit later.
Okay.
And we are still other people working for us for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
Lupe
years.
Lupe and Armando are brothers?
Yes.
I didn't know that. But Armando and Luis?
Luis was with us for like 22 years, and then he moved to Houston. So okay. We lost him, unfortunately. But okay. He did a lot of things for us, working very hard.
Are any of those employees going to try to follow you to Southern Florida?
No, I'm not going to open a restaurant. I'm moving there. I have 2 or 3 things going. I'm going to be working for an Italian restaurant. I need to stay busy. My mother always told me, if you stop working or moving, you will die. And she's always right. And mom is always right. So I'm going to stay busy, active. I'm going to be in South Florida, near to Miami, so I can take a plane in the summertime and go to Rome and finally spend time with my family. Because 41 years, I wasn't able to spend a lot of time over there because of the job. I was there for like 2 weeks at the most. Now I can be there for 2 months, see my sister, my brother. My mother is 90 years old, spending time with her.
Pardon me? How old is your mother?
She's 90, doing very well.
Okay.
She's doing fantastic.
Wow. Great genetics. So how often do you, in the past decade or two that you've been in Quincy, how often do you get back to Italy?
I go there once a year, unfortunately, again, because I worry about business. I was leaving on a Sunday morning and coming back the following Thursday, so I'll be gone for like 10 days. You know, 10 days is not enough. It's better than nothing, but, you know,
yeah.
I was there every year. I had to see my family once a year. And sometime I go there by myself, and my wife, Terry, she was in charge of the restaurant, and she does a great job. She's really supports me throughout the course of those 25 years together, 27. But you know, the last 7 years and a half, they've been easier because Ilya came on board in 2016. And because I needed a partnership if I want to save my marriage. You know, Terry gave me an ultimatum. She said that either you slow down, otherwise, you know, you got to stop, you know, thinking about the business first. You know, I've been very patient, and she's right. So Ilya came on board and he did a very good job. We're partnering for 5 years and we never had any issues whatsoever. Best partnership I ever had.
Never had an issue?
A couple of times it was me because I was impatient. You know, I want to do it now. And instead, Ilya's more calm. You know, he told me, you got to slow down, you know. But
Ilya is a special person.
It is, yeah.
He's nice. A really good guy. I remember when I first met him, I think I met him maybe, was it Bricks?
Yes, or, he used to work at Bricks, yes.
Yeah, so. And he did a really good job there. I think people in Quincy quickly realized that he was an asset, and then everyone tried to steal him and pull him, you know, to their corner, but you were successful in the end of grabbing him. You know, I'd like to make a comment about your beautiful wife. That picture that you showed me of her, so Terry is really good friends with my wife, Rachel, and they're pretty close, and there's a lot of mutual affection there. And I know, I mean, we have your wife's artwork in our home, I mean, front and center in our dining room. So we've got, we bought this massive, I don't know, 5 foot by 5 foot painting that Terry made. It's gorgeous. And it looks kind of like Rachel's got the flowing hair, and you know how Terry makes artwork that is extremely colorful and vibrant, like she is. So was Terry ever a model? Because the picture, she's such a beautiful person. And did she always stay out of that kind of limelight and just be a hard worker? And
I saw some picture of her when she modeled for Jax long, long time ago.
Jax and Quincy,
yeah. But she never been a model, you know. She like to be on the spotlight more than me, that's for sure.
She does?
Yeah. But I saw a picture one time, she saved the cover. And okay. After that, no, she's,
yeah. So what? So Terry's in Southern Florida right now, right? Yes. Now patiently waiting for you.
Yeah, she's coming back because we gotta get the house. I mean, we gotta get rid of some stuff in the house, and I'm going to be going to Italy on the 11th, spend time with my mother for about 12 days, and then I come back over here, and then we gotta do the final touches, and then we are gone on the 28th. Those are the plans.
Okay. I do have a question about Tiramisu, the restaurant, a little bit. I've noticed a lot of people have said how consistent the food is. What do you attribute that to?
Well, having the same cook,
okay,
the same chef for 27 and a half, that is huge. And I buy all the products, you know, I make sure the food is always the same, is a good quality. That is the key, you know, good quality. Somebody knows how to put all the ingredients together. You come out with a good product. And our food is very simple. You know, our rigatoni mozzarella is just has the three ingredients, tomato sauce, basil and fresh mozzarella. But people love that, you know, so it's, there is no secret, you know. I'm lucky to have the same guys working there for a long time.
So do you remember a while ago, and I don't know if this is on the menu now, but do you remember the old, like, tiramisu salad? Is that on the menu now?
Yes.
Okay, so tiramisu tends to have these kind of secret, there's kind of a secret menu, I feel like. The old tiramisu salad, you always had the house salad, always had the Caesar, very consistent, very, very fresh. I mean, I can taste that house salad right now. And I know it's just got a balsamic vinaigrette.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
But are you using a certain, you don't have to like tell me what the actual brands are, because I don't want to mess that up. But have you been using the same balsamic and the same kind of olive oil? I mean,
yeah, we try to keep it always the same. Otherwise, there is a change in the flavor, and then people are wondering, hey, this is not the same. You know, what happened? You know, the same people that have been coming for a long time, they know what to expect. Like your salmon is always the same. If I change it, the salmon, you know, product, I buy a different salmon frozen, you will tell me what happened. It's not the same, you know. So we want to keep it consistent all the time.
If you had to guess how many regulars that you consistently see over the course of time, is there anybody that goes to Tiramisu now that went there from the very beginning?
Yes, yeah, a lot of people do, and some of the people, they know that I'm leaving now, they're very sad. And there's one old lady that almost cried. And I always cry too, because, you know, it's crazy. I said, come on, you know, hey, I'm just a simple guy over here. Somebody else will do that. No, no, Roberto, you're so special. We love you so much.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but, you know, anyway, so.
I don't think.
I you know, kind of bring my heart, you know, leaving this town. But again, I have to follow my wife. We have so many good memories, you know, a lot of good parties. We have a rehearsal dinner that now, you know, 27 years ago, 25 years ago, then now the kids, and you see those growing kids. I mean, just, you know, we've been there for a generation, you know, so we see kids 2 years old and now they're 27, 28, that they're getting married. It's like, wait a second. I mean, you know, what happened to the time? You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, so what do you think you're going to miss the most about Quincy?
The Quincy people, they're so special. They're so caring. The Quincy people, for sure. Of course, the quality of living here, Quincy, is so easy. Everything is 5 minutes away, you know, literally. You know, Fort Lauderdale is a jungle. The people coming, driving from New York, New Jersey, that, you know, those guys are very aggressive driver. So it's going to be a challenge. But like I said, you know, life goes on. We will adjust, and you never know. I might come back over here. You know, Terry, I follow my wife all the time. You know, of course, every man knows that, you know, wife is always right. So she's telling me it's time to move, and I'm moving. Who knows? Maybe 2-3 years from now, she's telling me it's time to go back to Quincy.
I don't know. I don't know if she'll do that. I don't know. She might want to move someplace else, but I don't know.
She loves the hard weather. She has RA, rheumatoid arthritis, so she does very bad over here in the winter time. She sits on the couch, miserable over there. We're very active. We walk on the beach, you know, we go to the pool, exercise, you know, the beach, you know, so she's very happy over there.
Yeah.
She lives the life.
Do you think so? Do you think your new place in Fort Lauderdale, do you think that's your forever home? Do you feel like you'll be there, or do you think that something could, I mean, you're just now moving there, but how, but you've been going back and forth from there for how long?
No, I used to live in Fort Lauderdale for 3 years in the 80s. So okay. I know the town. Of course, when I come back to Fort Lauderdale, like 3 years ago, we bought a condo. It was totally changed. I couldn't recognize anything. You know, the strip, Fort Lauderdale, you know, downtown, everything's changed. It's a jungle over there. You know, people moving from everywhere. I just like the fact to be close to the ocean, close to Miami airport, so we can, travel a little bit more now. And the kids, we have one in Houston and one in Madison. We can jump on the plane and see them. So,
now, which one of your kids are with child?
So Daniela is the one that is pregnant right now. It's okay. 38 weeks pregnant, so the baby can come anytime.
38?
38. She's huge.
Oh, yeah. So that could happen like right now.
That's why I said my last day should be September 2nd, but because of this issue, I know for sure.
Goodness. All right, so I have a question for you about wine. So you have introduced me to a lot of different wines over the years. Do you drink French wine? Do you drink American wine, or do you only drink Italian wine?
I drink all kind of wine. I love wine. I love, you know, red wine. I have to say my favorite wines are Italian wines. My California wines, they are excellent too.
Which California wines do you gravitate towards?
I like the Napa Cab, the blends, the Red Zinfandel. There are some Pinot Noir that are excellent. Italy, as the variation, you know, Italy is the country that has over 300 wines that only grow in Italy, indigenous grape that you don't find any place else. So you go to Sicily, you go to Puglia, you go to Abruzzo, Tuscany, you go to Piemonte. The beautiful wines that nobody knows about it. So you got a good value, and I love Italian wines. You know, French wines, they're very good, but you know, they are more expensive, especially the Bordeaux. That costs a lot of money, you know, which is good once in a while, but you know, we drink a lot, so I got to find a wine that has a good value too.
Some of the Italian wines, you know, like the ones that you just mentioned, the varietals that are indigenous to Italy, you know, when you're talking about like Nebbiolo, you know, from the Barolos and the Barbarescos, or you've got the Careolo or Trebbiano. And I remember there used to be all of these legends about, you know, you can blend Chianti with horse pee and Trebbiano after you reach your, what, the 80%, 85% Sangiovese. Yeah. So do you have any... do you like the Piedmont region? Do you like it all? I mean, do you like Puglia? You mentioned Puglia.
Yeah,
I mean,
Puglia is a great value. You know, Puglia has a great value because if you go to Tuscany, if you go to the Piemonte area with the Barolo, you know, Barbaresco, is a very limited area. So, you know, Puglia is bigger, so they make a lot of wine. It's sunny every day, so they have, potent wine, you know, full body. And we have a couple of wine in the wine list, the tiramisu, that, you know, they're like $30 a bottle, and they have tremendous value.
Yeah, I noticed.
Unfortunately, Napa, Cabernet, the good stuff, you got to pay a lot of money because Napa is very expensive, you know, real estate. So if you want to own some acreage over there, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, especially those over-oaked Napa cabs that everybody loves so much. But I think the quality is amazing, but I think by you choosing some of those Italian wines, you know, you say $30 a bottle, those same bottles, they're relatively hard to find, but in other places, if you can find them, they're much more expensive. And I think Quincy appreciates the fact that you've kept those prices down intentionally. And I think you've done a really good job.
Value is another part of our success. You know, we give people good food, good ambience, and a great value. I mean, I go out to other restaurants, a very good restaurant, but usually you pay 20-30% more in the other restaurant.
Right.
Which is nothing wrong with that. They do a very, very good job. And I go there all the time. I love that restaurant. But, you know, tiramisu is just is a value restaurant. If you want to go there, if you want to spend money, you can. But if you want to be in a budget, you know, five people, you can get away with $70, $80. Of course, if you order a bottle of wine, it will be $100, $110. It's up to you.
When you and Terry are making dinner, who cooks most of the time?
I do. My wife, she doesn't cook. She left home at 17. She opened a business at 18 and cooking was not a priority for her. Sometimes she forget to eat. Like, how can you forget to eat? Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm hungry all the time. But, you know, food is not a priority.
So what's the favorite thing that, your favorite item that you like to cook?
I like seafood. I like pasta, but now hotel is gluten-free, so we don't do pasta. I like to grill, but seafood is my favorite.
So when you say seafood, are you talking about like everything in a zuppa de mare? Are you talking about
I'm talking about a fish. A fish, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a barramundi, like a good salmon, like everything fresh.
Do you have a favorite fish? I mean, is there, what do you,
my favorite fish, if I say, is the branzino, is the old fish.
Wait, hold on a second. Is branzino almost like a cousin to the Chilean sea bass or no?
No.
What is branzino?
Branzino, it grow in Greece and Italy, in the area over there. It's the old fish, it's usually a pound and a half fish. And we cook it, the whole fish.
You cook the whole thing,
the whole fish. And so you debone it, and the flavor is unbelievable. Very flaky, very delicate.
Found in the Mediterranean?
Yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. The Chilean sea bass is excellent fish. Beautiful, I love Chilean sea bass.
Yeah, I was trying to think of what the Italian equivalent is to Chilean sea bass. I don't know. So you would know these things better than I. So when you cook, so do you try to source, when you cook at home, so let's just say in the past month or two, when you've cooked at home and you want good seafood, do you source it from your restaurant?
Sometimes from a restaurant, yeah, because I can get anything I want, you know, like a fresh tuna, beautiful tuna, and sea bass, red snapper, all those fishes that you know.
And so you're getting this stuff from the best vendors, line caught, right? Yeah, because nothing farm raised.
Farm raised is not the best,
right?
It's not the best. It's cheap. I mean, you buy tilapia from China, farm raised, it's $3.99, but it tastes like $3.99.
Yeah.
So you can give people also something that I wouldn't eat. So I will never put on a menu. It's better buy a fresh tilapia from Honduras for $7.99.
Do you still have mussels on your menu?
Yeah.
Are they PEIs? Canada.
Yeah. Prince Edward Islands. Yeah.
Okay. PEI. Yeah. And so those are pretty readily available, or just
yes,
seasonal?
Yeah, we get that. We sell a lot of calamari, a ton of calamari. We buy fresh jumbo sea scallops from the East Coast. We try to buy from this country. You know, this country has a lot of regulation, so you know that they don't put a lot of junk like they do. I don't want to say China, but you know, in the part of the country.
Oh, you can rip on China if you want. That's totally legal here. So for anybody listening, if they want to see you, between now and the time that you leave, you're leaving for, so you've got a daughter that is about to, as you said, kind of pop and get ready to do that. You're going to be leaving from Italy
September 10th.
Yep. September 10th. So we're sitting, you've got a window right now. If people want to see you before they leave, they better get on it and do it pretty quick.
Unfortunately,
right?
My last day should be, like I said, September 2nd. So
September 2nd.
September
2nd. That's Labor Day
Saturday.
Weekend.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a Saturday.
Yeah.
So your last day at Tiramisu is Saturday, September 2nd.
Should be, unless something happens. Should be September 2nd, also because I got to go to medicine and see my granddaughter or grandchild. We don't know yet. She doesn't want to know. So I got to spend time with her, and then I got to get ready for the big move. So
what is today, the 16th?
Today is the...
So you don't. There's not much time before
there are
you
a couple
leave.
Of weeks left, yeah. I'm
couple
there
okay.
usually every day, but Monday and Wednesday, but today... I don't know if you can see the shirt. I have to go to work as soon as I leave this place.
Yeah.
And I'm there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday. So every day, lunch and dinner. I love to see the people that see me for a long time.
There's a lot of people that do know that you're bidding farewell, but there's most people don't know.
Oh, no, exactly.
I think because I don't want anybody. One of the reasons why, I'm so glad that you agreed to do this podcast at Money River, because anybody who listens to this is going to get the heads up that you're taking off for Florida. And I think on one hand, I hope that everyone rushes to the restaurant to see you off. And on the other hand, I'm sorry if everyone starts rushing and creating problems trying to see you.
Because
you are kind of, and you would never say this because you're so humble, but you're kind of, you are like a local celebrity in Quincy.
Hey, I don't know about that.
Everybody knows who you are.
I'm not a celebrity,
everybody knows who you are. and everybody loves it when they see you. When, I mean, Ilya has pretty big shoes to fill. He's doing his best, and he's doing a very good job. And I love the fact that he's so quick to run to the host stand and do the same thing that you've been doing, because you have been the face.
Yes,
of the restaurant.
For sure. I've been the face for
sure. People love it. They love it when you greet them at the door. You see people come to the door. You open the door for them. You say hi. I mean, you look in their eyes, and yeah, you're exotic. And you've got people who, there's some people who've never left Quincy, and they feel like they can't believe that you're in front of them, like real life. And there's people who have been all around the world, and they come back and they will say, you know, Quincy doesn't know how good they've got it with this guy being here local. So you've been a gift, and I from on behalf of Quincy, thank you so much for everything you've done. I can tell you that my parents, I told them yesterday that you were leaving, and they didn't know that, and my mom did not like that, and I think she's probably gonna try to come see you. She's not feeling well today, but she'll probably be over at the restaurant trying to track you down in the next week or two. I think a lot of people will.
I love your mom, yeah, Diana, and your dad
and Walt. Yeah,
you know, they come all the time. She call me for to go all the time, you know, and I know exactly what she want before she tell me.
She doesn't even need to tell you, right?
She loves the meatballs.
She loves them.
She buys by the dozen.
She buys a lot.
But I want to say one thing, okay? So I'm leaving, but you know, Tiramisu is going to stay open, like you said. For the last 2 years, I was gone. January, February, and March, I was in Florida with my wife, and Ilya did a tremendous job. When I came back, everything was the same, so there will be no change. His wife, Susanna, now she's going to spend more time in the restaurant. She want to be more involved also because his son, you know, Marco, is going to college. So now they are empty nested, so she has more time. So it's going to be, I don't want to say, you know, better, but it's going to be as good.
It'll be good. And I think
It's going to be good.
So selfishly, there's a lot of Quincy people who don't want anything to change. The fact that you're leaving is kind of problematic for people's emotions, but it looks like you've got everything under control and passing the org knowledge down to everybody that needs to have it to function well. So that's good. Yeah, I mean, I know you've been gone. You're gone 3 months out of the year for warmer weather because you're smart. You go where the sun's shining, and then when you come back, everything works. So when you leave, how much time do you think you'll let pass before you come back here for a visit?
I was coming back for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah, I already got the tickets and the air and the car rental. I'm coming back for Thanksgiving. We have family over here. My sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, and every Thanksgiving at 10 a.m., my sister-in-law, she cook a tremendous dinner. So my kids and their kids, they come in. It's a tradition, so we're going to carry on the tradition. So I'll be back for Thanksgiving.
Do you have a, I'm looking at my clock because I know you're about to leave for the restaurant because Ilya sped off to vacation for a second.
Yes.
Just he needed some time away for a minute.
Yeah, correct.
So you're going to go open up the door to the restaurant, and so we have another minute or two. But do you have a favorite memory? Has anything ever happened at Tiramisu where, like, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened? I mean, aside from glasses breaking, aside from somebody running, did
anything? I remember
it
was a Monday dinner a few years ago, and there was this party of four that come in, and they want to sit in the back. So, okay, I see them in the back, and then one customer asked me, is that Steven Spielberg? I said, I don't know. So anyway, so I look at him and said, it looks like him. So, I mean, I have no idea that we have a Steven Spielberg as a guest the night. I guess his wife, family live in Missouri, and they came in. So, and then when they left, you know, I just shake his hand, he said everything was good. So, I mean, I thought it was pretty funny that we have Steven Spielberg in our restaurant. I have no idea.
Wow, Spielberg came in?
Yeah.
Wow. So, and you didn't fanboy out or say, I love your movies.
I mean, I don't want to take a picture.
No.
It's not me. In the past, when I worked in Trattoria Roma, we had our restaurant was between Second City and Zenith, so we have a lot of celebrities coming. Chris Farley came, Dan Aykroyd came, Tom Cruise came, Paul Newman came, Tim Allen came, Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld came. I still remember, gave me $100 tip. It was a long time ago. So, oh,
Seinfeld,
my God.
Gave you $100 tip?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I, you know, it was normal at the time. That was a great time of my life. You know, the time spent at Trattoria Roma, I learned a lot. Our boss, his name was Franco, was a very cool guy. And actually, some of the recipes that we have now, I stole it from him. And Armando, the chef, you know exactly what to do. So when we came over here in 96, when we opened the door, we were busy and everybody knew exactly what to do. It was like a boom, 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 like a machine. You know, I was very blessed. Because most of the time, it takes 2 or 3 weeks to get everything together. You know, our restaurant, first day, boom, busy. Everything was, you know, ran very smooth.
I got to tell you, I went to Chicago last week. And I was, where'd I go? I was there for business, and I walked into Volare.
Yeah.
And the owner of Volare, he had recognized me because I used to work at Cantare, you know, in the John Hancock. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that or not.
I don't know Cantare.
But you know where that was,
I know,
right?
Benny. Benny's a...
Benny.
Yeah, I know Benny. Yeah,
well, I walk in,
Benny.
And we're talking, and I said Quincy, and he goes, oh, will you say hello to Roberto for me?
Yeah, Benny's a nice guy, yeah.
Yeah, so I... And there's been other times. I actually did go to Trattoria Roma once, and this is a long, long time ago. But it was right after I met you, and they still had a server there that knew you. So I've been to Chicago restaurants where they know you. So you're known. And as a matter of fact, I got kicked out of Trattoria Roma that afternoon because Errol Smith was coming in for lunch, and they wanted the whole restaurant to themselves. So I see all the pictures on the walls because, you know, I used to wait tables at Carmine's. And that's where I met Salvatore Cardinale.
Salvatore Cardinale, yeah. So, we worked together for many, many years. He's a character. We had a great time together. I love, you know, Chicago was so fun at the time.
So is there anything you want to say? Because your restaurant is going to open in about 15, 20
minutes. I want to say that, you know, I just love Quincy. You know, Quincy has been so good to us. And my heart, it will be here forever. So I want to thank you, Quincy, for the opportunity they give us, you know. And thank you very much. To you also, sir, for the interview.
All right. Okay. No, yeah. I mean, it's a pleasure to know you. You're a dear friend of our families, and you're a friend to everybody that has ever walked into your restaurant and more. So thank you so much. Yeah. And we will
miss
you, and we'll see you again.
Okay. Very much again.